This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. As rock music has gotten more technically and electronically advanced, and in some cases more pretentious as well, there's been a wave of bands going back to the roots of the music, back to blues, R&B, and rockabilly. One of the American bands at the forefront of that movement in the early 80s was the Blasters. The group was led by Phil and Dave Alvin, two brothers from a working-class neighborhood in L.A. Phil was the lead singer, younger brother Dave wrote the songs and played lead guitar. After several albums, Dave left the band in 86. He played guitar with X for a while, then went solo. Dave Alvin has just released his second solo album called Blue Boulevard. Before we meet him, let's hear the title track.
This empty road in this lonely town, no one's up when the sun goes down. And I turn around and cruise once more by the old parking pass abandoned stores. Oh, baby, it drives me crazy, 'cause every day down just like stars. Oh, baby, you drove me crazy, 'cause I hung your picture on my rearview mirror, but when I look back, you're not there. And every night I remember, we took a ride in my car.
Dave Alvin, welcome to Fresh Air.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
You, for years, wrote songs for other people. In the Blasters, you wrote songs that your brother Phil would sing.
Yeah.
How is it different writing for you?
With my brother, for example, he was probably the pickiest person as far as what words. He would sit down with me, and we'd go word by word through a song, and he'd go, "No, I don't like that. Get that out of there. Use was," or, you know. And I'd have to write things that he and I had shared, you know, experiences or environmental things. Like, I had one song that I wrote called The Border Radio, and he and I grew up listening to border radio stations, so it's like, okay, he can relate to this, I can relate to this. And then towards the end of the Blasters, I just kind of ran out of things that we had shared, you know. I couldn't write real personal songs because I'd gone through things that he hadn't gone through and vice versa. And so I think probably the major difference is I don't have a censor. You know, I think every writer, you know, has a censor inside of them saying, this stinks, you know. And by not having to worry about what someone else would sing, got rid of a sort of a needless censor and just left me with my own personal censor, which also says this stinks, you know.
Okay, and in talking about writing personal songs that you couldn't write for somebody else, I want to play a song called Andersonville. I don't know if this comes under that category or not. It's really not about you. It's about a soldier during the Civil War who fights on the Union side and ends up in a Confederate prison.
Yeah, but it's about my great uncle or great great granduncle, a guy named Asa Powell, who died in Andersonville, and we were, I guess I was about 8 years old, 7 years old, and I got this box, a little tiny box, from my Aunt Margaret, who's sort of the historian of the family. And inside the box were two photographs of him, one on tin, which was a photograph of him when he enlisted, and he was, you know, like 17, 18 years old, and had this big bright face, and he's in his uniform, and he's all happy. And then there's a photograph from about 3 or 4 years later from Andersonville on glass, just this very, very cheap, very, you know, almost, you can barely see it now. It was so, you know, sort of cheaply done. And he is, you know, like I said, 3 years older, and he looks 70. So that's always been like, you know, I guess my connection with some kind of past. We were not a real family that went in for the genealogy stuff, but that was like this living thing. And anyway, when I decided to start writing songs again and make a record, that was actually the song that did it. I was looking through that stuff one day, this was about a year and a half ago, and all of a sudden a little bell went off in my head, said, this would be a great song, you know? And then I thought, just let me prattle on for a while. And then I thought, Dave, there's a reason why you're not top of the pops, you know? No one writes Civil War songs anymore, especially where people die, you know? And so I wrote the song and played it for a couple of people. And the first person I played it for, his reaction was, oh, thanks, Dave. Can I commit suicide now? and I really thought I was a jerk. And then about 2 months later, the Ken Burns thing, the PBS Civil War show came on. And I went, instantly I went from being a jerk to being a cliche. You know, it's like, oh, man, I can't put this out. This is now, boy, and everybody's going to say he's trying to get on PBS or something. And I actually wasn't going to put the song on the record, but the producers talked me into it. It's a personal song in the sense that it's probably, for me, in a weird way, the funnest song to sing, because I can get out a lot of frustrations it does tie into my personal life, and I can't go into it because I'd probably be sued or something, but it's a very, I'm going to mispronounce this word, but it's a very cathartic thing to sing, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a song about death and depression and isolation, and so who couldn't relate to some of that? Well, let's that sounded pretty grim, didn't it? Oh, getting into a mood here. Well, let's hear Andersonville, and this is from Dave Alvin's new album, Blue Boulevard.
In the spring of 61, I kissed my mother goodbye. I put on a blue uniform and I fought for Lincoln's side. Until I got caught by Johnny Reb in the woods near Chapel Hill. And I wish to God he'd have killed me then, but he sent me to Andersonville. My uniform is faded and there's no boots upon my feet. And I'm pulling worms out of the mud, 'cause there's nothing else to eat. And the Reds can't even feed their own, so there's no way bellies of the Yankees starving in Andersonville.
That's some of Andersonville from Dave Alvin's new album, Blue Boulevard. Just to make matters perhaps a little bit more depressing, I think you were actually kind of ill when you were writing the song. I know you had meningitis for a while, and
yeah.
It seems like you probably wrote this during that period.
Wrote it right after. And, I guess maybe a stay in the hospital would definitely make you think you're in a prison camp. I don't know. I'm not good with confined spaces.
Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Dave Alvin is my guest. He has a new album called Blue Boulevard. We'll talk more after the short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Dave Alvin. Let's hear something from his days with the Blasters. This is Marie Marie. Dave wrote it and is featured on lead guitar. Brother Phil does the vocals.
Marie Marie, playing guitar on the back porch. I sit in my car while she sings so sad. Marie Marie, Marie Marie, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Marie Marie.
What did the early Blasters sound like? Before you started recording?
Before we started recording, we sounded like, we sounded more like the Ramones. because that's really what got us back into music was
punk?
Yeah, was the Ramones and the Clash and stuff like that.
Did you ever, with the Blasters or with X, play in any of the punk clubs in Los Angeles or anywhere else?
No, we never did anything. What do you talk? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, I you know, you really liked the music and played the music, but how did you relate to the audience?
Well, in the early days, I felt like, in the early days, before even we got the Blasters together, I mean, I was going to punk shows, so I felt like I was the audience, you know, I was part of the audience. And in the early days of the Blasters, we would go, you know, we would, our itineraries were hilarious in a way, something that could never happen today. We would play like a Tuesday night at a country bar, Wednesday night at a biker bar. Thursday night, we'd open for a new wave band, not punk, but we'd open for a new wave band. And then on Friday night, we'd open for a Black Flag, you know? And it was pretty incredible, you know? And you know, I mean, I have two of my favorite periods of my life are hanging out with, you know, being a little kid with Big Joe Turner and living a couple years during that L.A. rock scene. That was pretty good.
How did you get to hang out with Big Joe Turner?
We just followed him. I mean, there's a long story. I mean, we literally followed him until they took notice. They couldn't help, you know. And my brother would go up. My brother, already at the age of, like, whatever, 14, could sing exactly like Big Joe Turner. And Big Joe just loved that, you know. Or we'd already been collecting 78s. So when we'd go see Lowell Fulsom or T-Bone Walker, we could say, you know, oh, well, we got your record, you know, from 1941 or 42. And they would be floored.
In addition to writing lyrics, you write poems.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes something that really frightens me. Because sometimes sometimes the poems aren't nearly as good as the lyrics. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people who write kind of bad poetry and you try to not get into it. but I really like your poems, and I'd ask you to read one, and I thought I'd ask you to read one that seemed very unlike the kind of subject you'd write a song about. And the poem is called My Mother Fell.
Okay.
You're welcome to introduce it if you'd like.
Yeah, usually my mother was dying, and that's really, I guess that says it all, I guess. My mother fell this afternoon. My mother fell and hit her head on grandmother's jagged wooden table. Strips of her flaky skin clung to the table's sharp edge. I let go of her. I let go of her because she said she was cold. I left her standing alone in her walker as I went for her sweater. But the drugs, or the chemotherapy, had taken away her coordination, and she lost her balance in her walker, and she fell. I let go of her. My mother fell this afternoon like she was a baby, taking her first steps. The pink skin of her forehead quickly turned purple. A small slash of blood dripped into her half-closed eyes. My mother fell this afternoon, and my tears fell into her eyes as I tried to lift her back up. My mother fell this afternoon, my tears with her blood. My mother fell this afternoon. My mother fell.
I think it's a wonderful poem.
Oh, thanks.
Could you ever do a song like that?
I don't know. Maybe these days, yeah. You know, maybe these days if I can write something like Andersonville or something, I could probably do that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dave Alvin's latest record is called Blue Boulevard. This is Fresh Air.